Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's turn our attention to college. Lions have dominated enough. We'll get back to it. So we'll start with Michigan State because it is a complete dumpster fire. And while I thought there'd be a major step back, I thought 7 or 8 wins. This team is trash. And it really centers around a defense that was bad last year, but in the moments they needed was, I'm not even going to say good. They made the play, right? Get a turnover, ball up in the red zone, force a field goal, and you had an offense that was able to basically set the pace. Well, they don't have any of that. And Rico, look, the conversation is centered around a number of things. I mean, it's almost as if an 11-win year didn't happen last year, and now Mel Tucker is wearing a dunce cap. But there is something he has to take blame for, and it is, what is he going to do here on out? I can't justify, look, if you lose, and it sucks. But when you lose and you don't compete.
It's how you lose.
That's right. I mean, look, the Washington game, if people want to just, I'm not doing this, but if people want to. And you go, look, they haven't won a game on the West Coast since the 50s. I think they're 1-12 all time. They were never winning the game. Fine. But I can't have 17-0 Washington and I've run 3 plays. Yeah. Okay? That was an embarrassment. Now, the Minnesota game, even if you got rid of the UW thing and you're like, bleep happens. The sleep suits didn't work. The Minnesota game was a complete disgrace. And look, defensively, Tucker can say all he wants about I have a high degree of confidence in my coaches and, you know, the scheme and we've got ideas and different fits and personnel changes. Well, here's the deal. Rico and I have said this for a while. It's not – look, I just said it in the open here. It's not like the defense was good. They were good at the right time. But the defense under Scotty Hazleton, since the beginning of 21, if we all view COVID as just whatever, and we view since the beginning of 21, that – Saturday marked the 6th time a Scotty Hazleton, Mel Tucker defense giving up 500-plus yards. 6 times in 24 games. Oh, and 15 times in 24 games. They've given up over 400.
I mean, I looked at that game, and I thought about it, and I said, you know what? I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. But after further thinking, that was probably Mel Tucker's worst game ever, and that includes Ohio State. Here's why. Ohio State's filled with a bunch of first-round draft picks.
Minnesota's not.
They did what they're supposed to do.
Right.
That was Tanner freaking Morgan out there.
An embarrassment.
23 of 26. He couldn't miss. Are you kidding me? If Mo Ibrahim had rushed for 300 yards, okay, I think he's an NFL back. That wasn't him. That was Tanner Morgan, and he torched you. He toyed with you. He played with you. And then he finally just put you out of your own misery. That's how bad. That was his worst game. Because I don't think you'll see Tanner Morgan play on Sundays. You're going to see a lot of Ohio State people play Sundays. That was his worst game. That was worse than the Buckeye
game.
Here's
the issue. Mel Tucker hired Scotty Hazleton in the first place. It hasn't worked. You just call it what it is. It hasn't worked. He also brought them back. They were the worst pass defense in America last year. They're trending to be the worst pass defense again this year. Now, look, understand all jokes aside, it's not UTEP.
Right.
This isn't Charlotte. You're not coaching at Colorado State. For Michigan State to have a bad defense would be unacceptable. Hell, I think a lot of Spartans have always prided themselves on having a defense that matters. So to be mediocre might not be acceptable. But to have the worst pass defense in America. And guys, I'm a bit of a loser, so I did this. If you just look at non-1AA opponents, third down numbers for Scotty Hazleton and Mel Tucker, because remember something. Mel Tucker stepped in and personally coached the defensive backs. He was so angry last year. Do you realize that Michigan State, it's unreal, since the start of last year, has allowed opponents to go 109 for 240 on third down, 45%. Are you serious? And mind you, they're lucky if they get an opponent to third down. So here's the deal. You're going to go, all right, well, what's next? Well, you could fire Scotty Hazleton. I wouldn't care. I'd be fine with it.
Right.
But let's remember something, because Rico and I talked about this weekend. Firing him now doesn't do anything except make us feel better. And I think he will be fired, and I think he'll be fired either after this game or after Ohio State.
Yeah, I think if you're going to make that change, you're probably going to do it before the bye week.
Okay, so he'd be gone after the Ohio State game. The point is, I think the problems at Michigan State are deeper, and I just don't think people understand it. And it's like opposing fans are never going to try to understand because it's way too much fun to make fun of them. I get it. I love doing that to you guys. So feel free, make fun of Michigan State. But I think fans got blinded by last year. Like, last year was fun, ton of fun. Out of nowhere, teams over-under in Vegas is 4.5. They win 11 games. They beat Michigan. Great year. But that was never the norm. When you look at what Tucker took over and when he took over, this thing is going to require a build. Mm-hmm. Last year was, why was it so fun? Because no one, not Rico, not me, none of us expected that.
It was also fun because, I mean, contrary to popular belief, they didn't have the worst pass defense. They were ranked 101.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Out of 130, just to be factual, 101
just
out of 130.
Just enough to make you throw up.
But they still found a way to win 11 games, as bad as the defense was. They won. They won games. And it was difficult to watch, but somehow or another, they picked up the victory. Where this year, I mean, it's wash, rinse, repeat. And you hear Hazleton saying, well, we're not that far away. Like, what are you watching? What are you looking at? Like,
here's his
quote. Hold on. Before you get to your quote, when Jacoby Windman comes into the post game area and is talking, it was kind of like the Jared Goff thing that we've just been talking about. When Jacoby, a leader of your defense, says, well, we prepared for something else, we prepared for Minnesota to run the ball. And that's when you just kind of hear the needle going across the record. What? As bad as your defense is, you're still thinking the teams want to come in here and run? Why?
You're putting Ben Van Summeren and Cal Halliday at linebacker, and you think they're running?
Are you serious that you spent the whole week? Mo Ibrahim might as well have just put on a jogging suit because you didn't need him. Tanner Morgan, like, Mike, your Army team can roll into Spartan Stadium and throw for 500 yards and never run the triple option.
If Ballard's
they
healthy,
don't have
you're right.
To. They don't have to. So the fact that you actually thought Minnesota was going to run on this piss-poor defense, are you kidding me?
Here's Scotty Hazleton today. He addressed the media. Hazleton said, quote, we really talk about as a family football in my family, blocking out the outside noise. The truth is inside him. Okay, fair enough. He then goes on to say, when we go in there, we look at things and we say, hey, we can do this, this, and this better. We just need to tighten up the alignment and death by inches stuff. See, I have a
death by yards.
Bro, there's no one even near these receivers.
Right, it's like inches. No. Continue. I'm sorry.
Hazleton says, don't be sorry at all. Hazleton says it's not a personnel problem. Those guys work like crazy. If we're going into a war or something was going to happen, there's a lot of dudes in that room who would say, hey, come with me. Really?
Okay, would it be Minnesota flags and Maryland flags planted all over your country, Scott?
He talked about the loss of Xavier Henderson. You know what my retort is? Xavier couldn't cover a rug. Xavier's a box safety, a hitter, a blitzer, a leader, but that ain't got nothing to do with pass coverage. Just flip on the tape of the OSU game. Xavier couldn't be on the field. He said Mel Tucker is great because he stays neutral. It's about looking inside.
Because he keeps me employed?
Yeah, I was going to say, because he keeps signing my check. No matter what on defense, as you move around, you put the stress somewhere. And they all know we're challenging this position group here, focusing on the pass, put stress on the DL. Hazleton, you show them the truth. Are we super far away? No. Do we have little things adding up that make it seem like we're far away? Yes. Then here's my question. What the hell are you guys teaching these guys? See, if it's not a personnel problem, you've just told me that, well, from your own boss's words.
I'm a horse football coach right now.
Yeah, and what are you seeing in practice exactly?
It's a you problem.
Is it the Spider-Man meme where the MSU offense faces the MSU defense and it's just like, does anyone score or do they just play endlessly?
No, because Jay Johnson's just going to run his same scripted plays.
Does this defense get stops? Because when I'm watching the games, you're not – I hate press conferences and I hate coaches. Because you're not allowed to go out and be like, well, you know, listen, it's not a scheme thing and it's not a personnel thing. Then what is it? A Marvin the Martian thing? As Rico put it, Minnesota players and Washington, even if you want to say Michael Penix is the second coming of Christ and you want to somehow absolve them, which I'm not because that was a total embarrassment and a waste of Saturday night and the game was over before the pizza showed up. The point is, what was Saturday? You came home and let Tanner Morgan rip you to shreds. And your guys weren't within arm's reach of guys, which in football means you were nowhere.
The fact that everybody knows where your weak links are and they're attacking them from the beginning of the game. In Washington, wherever Kimbrough is, that's who's getting the ball. Last week, okay, where's Gross?
Right.
15, we're throwing to you. Oh, 27 still out there? We're going to throw to
him. Like,
they
don't have a lot of talent. They don't. No, but it shouldn't look like this.
No,
this is ridiculous.
I mean, this is one of those, what you're also seeing is the lack of depth that, yeah, those guys all got benched for a reason this year, and now they're back because you have to play them.
Yeah, here's Ronald Williams re-entering the game.
Hi, it's me again.
All right, I have one more theory, but we're up against it. But I want to throw the number out. What are you guys seeing?
Oh, and I got some numbers for you as well.
I can't wait. 248-539-9797. Let's hear it. Who the hell is to blame for all of this?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.